Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. As you may have noticed, I am not Devin. I am Kayla, your dungeon master.
I'm not Devin.
Meh. We are continuing with our one-shot aboard, well, off-board, The Sandstorm's Revenge. We will start by introducing ourselves.
I'm Ryan, and I'm still playing Gru, the Turtle Barbarian.
I'm Brad, playing Windcutter, the Air Genasi Rogue.
Yes.
I'm Will, playing Typhoon, the Air Genasi Monk.
I'm Austin, playing Rabbi Mae, the Storm Sorcerer.
I'm Ben, playing Pipes, the Gnome Bard.
Hey, I'm Sarah. I am still tuning in remotely from Nevada, but I am playing Duke, the Aarakocra Ranger.
All right. Last we left off, the Goddess of Tempest herself wished you luck in a battle to the death between you and her monsters.
We're gonna win.
She, although picking favorites is not nice, she gave you one leg up against the monsters. And that's the first item or pair of items that you find on this island that you touch will attune to you immediately. So what are you doing?
I go and grab his items and touch them first.
Treasure!
Did you just call me a him?
I can't tell.
Yeah, Ratty's a lady and Duke's a dude.
Sure.
By the way.
And Mary was.
Sorry, I'm not very good at doing a girl's voice.
Oh, what do you mean you can't do a girl's voice?
I hate doing that.
I can only do a.
You could do the Valley Girl I was doing earlier today. You do that.
No, not voice annoys me.
All right, guys, pick your items carefully. Be wary of traps.
Pipes is already running off towards the shiny stick. He's like, shiny stick, not a rock or a brick. It's a shiny stick.
I choose you, Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Peekaboo.
Find the shiny.
All right, what do you find that you want to keep?
Radime, in her search, finds a all-or-nothing coin and a flask of perpetual booze.
What does the all-or-nothing coin do?
Basically, it is a coin I flip twice per short rest. It can either be a nat 1 or a nat 20 on a roll.
Okay. All right.
That's cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Pipes finds a wand of wonders, which is essentially a wand of wild magic with 7 charges.
Nice. What else do we find?
Miru found a very pretty but, you know, basic, boring ring of protection.
Very nice.
But it looks very great on her.
Good for barbarians.
On her, whatever a turtle has. Fingers?
Clawed fingers?
Something? It's magic, it fits.
Typhoon. He goes around and finds a set of bracers of defense.
Nice. Tries to pretend he's not looking for loot. Just try to look serious.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just looking around. Just.
He's been wearing those bracers this whole time.
She kind of looks around, kicks some sand, picks up these golden things that just spiral around like a double spiral, and puts them on his wrist, and they just cinch to his forearms, and I like the way these feel. Makes me look like a badass. And even more of a hard ass. Come on, boys and girls, let's get this going.
Right, May takes a drink from her flask.
That's the stuff.
After searching around, I find a cloak that kind of smells kind of funky, which is cool because I like funky smells. And it's a cloak of the bat.
You are a funky smell.
Yeah, exactly.
Cloak of the bat.
And Duke, what do you find?
Oh my god.
Obviously. I never smoke your bottle.
I find water in my lungs.
Well, that's
so Duke
not supposed to be that.
Looks around. he doesn't have time for anything that requires attunement. I don't understand what that even means. And he just finds like a longbow sticking out of the ground, out of the sand, yoinks it up, shakes it off. Yeah, this will do. It's a longbow plus two.
Nice.
Awesome. As you equip these items, you can feel the magic flow from them into you and back into the item.
I certainly can feel the magic.
You're familiar with attunement, you know, rings of jumping and haste and even flying get passed around from time to time. You felt the magic open up to you and your mind begins to intuit how the thing works, but it usually takes an hour. It's never happened like this before. It's like a bloodstream of magic immediately connecting you to the thing. Maybe attunement is a more intimate process than you'd realized.
I'm feeling it now, Mr. Krabs.
As you pick up your items and wield them, test them out, try them on for size, I need... I need a perception check.
I can perceive pretty well.
Go ahead, you perceive pretty well.
I'm drinking booze.
Yeah, you don't perceive.
Probably keeping an eye on the crew.
I'm gonna say, you're in charge. How about you make that for me?
23.
Awesome.
I had 26.
The Aerogenossies was competing with each other.
As your crew members finish picking up their items, you notice three lumps of seaweed just crawling out of the ocean.
As one does.
Heads up, eyes up.
Huh?
Incoming.
Duke shoots it.
Make an attack roll.
I'll be as high as you want me to be, bra.
29.
Whoa. Holy crap. You hit one.
They're dead.
You can see her wince and hiss at you. All three of them stand up to their full height, the size of regular humans. But these things are hideous. Dripping with seaweed and barnacles. They look like corpses with vegetation grown over. Make a nature. Who makes a nature? A ranger, you make a nature.
Alright. Well, as my arrow sinks into the creatures, I can ascertain what is happening with them. Where's my nature thing?
It's your future stepdaughters, brah.
12.
You don't shoot family.
You recognize these things as sea hags. The three commanders kind of look at each other and look at the hags and look around at their 20 people that they have defending them. This'll be easy. No problem. Everyone roll initiative.
Come on!
Oh, that was not good.
It's probably better than mine.
Wait, don't I have a thing?
And this for those guys. Well, damn it. However, I can still roll for him and her. I'll do that. Okay. So you see Burly follows suit after you, and he just rushes toward one of these things and attacks it with his axe. He hits and does 12 damage to the thing. It also hisses and tries to scratch at him. What are initiatives?
Miru got 21.
Okay.
16.
18.
4.
12.
6.
Okay, go on ahead.
Miru, you mean?
Yes.
Miru is going to rage and chase after Burly to go maul this thing with her maul.
You're in trouble now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I get 2 attacks. Because I'm not a stupid warlock. let's see. 20 for the first hit and 16 for the second hit.
Okay, those hit.
All right. Let's see. So 14 damage plus 11 damage. So 25 total damage from the maul. Maru's just in there swinging back and forth at seaweed, trying to maul it. Make a salad.
Make a salad. Very slimy salad. And then remind me, is it Typhoon or Windcutter?
Windcutter.
Alright, go ahead.
16, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, Typhoon got 18, right?
Oh, you said
sure, you got 18. That's
sorry,
right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's right.
Yeah, Typhoon.
Well, leaders should lead from the front, so I'm going to charge in there as fast as I can, run up to one of them, and just start swinging with my fists.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
30 20 and a 11.
20 hits.
All right. Pitiful. 5.
All right, you punch it in the vicinity of the face-ish.
The monkey ship. 2 attacks, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
okay.
He did 2 attacks.
He missed the second one.
Yeah, the second one was a 4 plus stuff.
I'm paying attention.
I'm going to use a bonus action flurry of blows.
Okay.
And I'm going to make another kick, and that should hit with a 23 to hit.
Yes.
And this can be 7 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
And we're going to burn a key point to do another one.
Okay.
15 to hit.
15 hits.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, add 4 more damage to the one Miru hit. I wasn't counting the rage damage.
Okay.
That is 10 damage on that one.
All right.
So how many are there?
There are 3 of them.
There are 3 still.
I'm also going to do another key point for Stunning Strike.
Okay.
So they need to make a con save DC 14.
Con save DC 14. 16.
Darn.
Sorry.
Yeah, go get them! So they're right next to him, right?
Yes.
I'm next to one of them at least.
Well, they are.
Burly and Miru, yeah, too.
And Miru are.
These two. And you can see that some of the melee guys from the boarding crew are also rushing on the other ones.
Okay, I'm going to take out my short bow and fire at the one that Miru is next to.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 10.
Nope.
Wait, you get advantage, right? As a rogue, because I'm engaged with it?
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Swashbuckler?
Yeah, if someone else is engaged with a enemy, then...
I'm going to marry
you.
Because
you're the swashbuckler thing, which is what you have. So you're...
No, you don't get advantage.
I have steady aim, which comes from something else.
You don't get advantage, but you still get sneak attack if you hit.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right.
I'm like, that's...
If you have an ally within melee range.
No, you do get advantage. That's why you get sneak attack.
No, you get sneak attack for any reason that you have advantage.
If you have advantage.
And you also get sneak attack if there's an ally within 5 feet of your target.
Yes.
As a swashbuckler, if you're the only person within 5 feet of it, you also get advantage.
Not necessarily an ally, just an enemy of that.
Yeah.
Entity. Anyway.
All right. Sorry.
You have sneak attack.
Shouldn't have brought that.
No advantage, but sneak attack.
Well, I missed, so
Great. Sorry.
And then I'm going to see if there's anywhere to hide.
Yeah.
This... Shake like a scorpion and go under the sand.
The island is definitely littered with enough just wreckage from the ship.
Okay, I'm going to do a bonus action hide then.
That you can take cover somewhere. You can hide.
Run away! Run away!
Hide.
Stand your ground, man.
Do I have to do a stealth thing?
That's right. Why we always forget cutters.
Well, no, you can just bonus action hide.
It's always hiding.
I mean, technically, they'd be against their passive.
Okay.
But I get advantage.
They're busy getting attacked, okay? Yeah,
whatever.
All right, who are we at? Where are we?
Probably. That would be Typhoon, Windcutter, Pipes.
Wow. Only 13.
All right, go ahead.
Pipes.
Oh, Pipes.
Pipes? Oh, I thought you said Windcutter.
Well, Windcutter just
went. Windcutter went.
Yeah. Typhoon, Windcutter, Pipes.
Okay. Your turn. So Pipes is going to kind of like scramble up like a nearby piece of debris that gets him a good layout of the battlefield about 80 feet back. And he is going to hold up this big, like, bobbly gold stick. And he says, "Behold the stick!" And he is going to cast at the thing in front of him. And it will do... Give me just a second. A stream of gems shoots out of the end.
Oops.
Somebody catch it.
More treasure.
That's 40 gems worth one gold each shoot from the wand's tip in a line 30 feet long and 5 feet wide.
Doesn't even make it.
just like, a surprise to be sure, but a welcome one.
Gems! Treasure!
All right. At the same time, you see Pyre, the first mate of the head of the mages, shoot a firebolt at one of the hags. And misses. That's fine. We're fine. That's fine. Who is it? Is it?
Duke would be next in line.
Duke is next. All right, Duke, what do you have
to do? Are any of these creatures standing right next to each other?
They're pretty close to each other. They're like 10 or 15 feet apart from each other.
None of them are 5 feet apart from each other?
They're about 10 feet apart from each other.
You want to use that ranger thing.
All right.
Story.
I'm going to bonus action Hunter's Mark one of the creatures. And then I'm going to try to sharpshoot it. Let's go! So that is a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
There we go. And so I do my regular bow damage, and then I add Hunter's Mark. So that's 16.
Excellent.
Oh, and then I do my extra attack. Hold on, let's go. I'll sharpshoot this one again, too.
Okay.
So, does a 13? No, actually. What's 13 minus 5? That doesn't hit, probably.
That does not hit. So the
the other one goes wide.
The one arrow comes streaking in and hits one of the hags, like, right in the clavicle. And she hisses and screams and shrieks. All three of them stare at each other. They know that this is a losing fight. They know that they have to resort to plan B. You see each of them reach between their slimy, putrid breasts and pull out pearls, each one of them.
They clutched their what?
Pearls.
They're taking plan B.
They take the pearls and they throw them to the ground. There is a massive explosion of water. The hags vanish for all you know. All three of these explosions of water start to coalesce and form into three...
Voltron?
Yeah.
Distinct water elementals.
Power Rangers.
Plan B didn't work. They had babies.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
You are now fighting a water raptor, a giant crab, and a giant snake.
Oh, boy.
One of them had crabs.
You...
These are the dumbest jokes.
Yeah.
I've seen bigger snakes.
Oh, gosh. We're terrible.
It's a water elemental snake, though, right?
This is what I get. Yes, they're water elementals.
We're pirates.
We're pirates.
Yep. I don't have any jokes about the raptor. Sorry, guys.
Now, is this a raptor like a dinosaur or the bird?
A dinosaur.
Does it shoot lasers?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It does not shoot lasers yet. You hear you
Laser
hear
raptors are the best raptors.
Pyre take control and command. Alright, archers to me. Melee take the dinosaur, you six. Just go get the crab.
Sadly it's water.
You can't eat the crab. It's a water crab.
Drink the crab.
Okay.
Wait, Pike, yeah. I'm confused. I'm an archer. Am I going with you? Or am I shooting the crab?
You're part of the misfits, yeah.
You're a misfit.
We're the crab.
One day I'll be part of the main crew.
We're crab attackers.
Hey, we're the best crew that...
You're the best lookout crew.
Yeah, we're the best lookouts.
All right. Radame, your turn.
I flip my all or nothing coin and miss. I cast chaos bolts, but I missed.
Can I have it shock you? Can you take 2 damage?
You're the DM.
I love crit fails. I really
do.
Yeah,
that ones are great for that.
Okay.
You shock yourself. You take 2 damage.
Dang it. Stupid coin.
Okay.
I also, walk back 30 feet just to keep my distance from the thing. I got range.
All right, back to the top. Miru, your turn.
Still raging, still swinging this maul through some water, I guess. 2 attacks. If I could do some math, 23 and 15 to hit.
Let's see what I know. I know these things. Those both hit.
All right. So it's 4, 13 plus 8, 21 damage total.
Okay.
Well, that's bludgeoning damage. I don't know if that matters against water.
Do you have a magical weapon?
I was going to say.
Nope. It is not a magical weapon.
If the weapon is not magical, it is half damage.
Okay. Ouch.
Okay. Typhoon, your turn.
I'm going to run up and I'm going to burn a key point here to flurry of blows and send 4 fists and kicks and punches and knees and elbows and... Oh boy. 21.
Hits.
Natural 1 for an 8.
Uh-huh.
24.
That hits.
27.
That hits.
Alright, I'm sorry, not 27... 26. Right, so that is a total of 28 bludgeoning damage from the 3 hits.
Sorry, one more time?
28.
28 bludgeoning?
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe as an 8th level monk, my strikes... Defeat magical resistances.
I'm
considered magical attack. Key field strikes.
Oh, key field strikes are magical. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're considered magical when it comes to overcoming resistances.
Okay. Sounds good. Windcutter.
I don't have anything magical, so I'm just going to... Am I within 80 feet, I assume?
You're within 80 feet.
Okay. I'm just going to kind of peek out and try to hit it with the arrow.
Okay, go ahead.
19.
That hits.
Alright. Sneak attack. Yeah.
All the dice is.
It's what? 3d6?
3d6, yeah. 16. Whatever damage it is. Piercing?
Okay. You didn't get the bow from here. Is there a reason to be magical?
Okay. Nope.
Okay.
And then I'm just gonna go back to hiding.
Okay, go ahead. It is now the crab's turn.
Crab.
Crab. The crab doesn't like getting punched in the face. So it's gonna come at you with one pincher, and let's go for the barbarian with the other pincher.
Bring it on, Krabby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Will, that's a 19.
That is my armor class. That hits.
Just hits.
Okay, let me roll that before I forget what I'm doing. 14 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
From smashy smooshy claws. And 17 to Miru.
It just 17. Misses. Is there a grapple with those or no?
Possibly, but not right now. This is just an attack, not a grapple. Okay. Pipes, your turn.
Yes, I will, shake the wand a little bit to make sure all the gems are out. Okay, let's try this again. Don't fail me now, Bubbles. I cast slow on the crab. I don't know what slow does.
Half movement, half as many actions.
He
gets a save. It's a DC 15. Action.
No reactions.
He gets a DC 15 save.
Wisdom.
That's what I'm checking. Wisdom. Yep.
Ooh, yep. Attack monsters with wisdom. That's real nice. No, it's fail. So
they either have one action or one bonus action. No reactions, and their speed's halved.
And has a -2 to
minus
AC.
-2 AC as well.
Oh, I forgot that part. That's
-2 penalty to AC and Dex saving throws. No reactions. One action.
All right. The creature is slowed. Is that your turn? Nice.
Well done, Pipes.
And we have treasure.
All right, Duke, your turn. Oh, you're muted.
Sorry, I kept choking on myself, so I had to move. Anyway.
That water is dangerous.
Duke takes his longbow. And it's just a +2. I don't think it's magical.
It counts as magical.
But
Yep, it's magical.
He fires at the creature, does a 21 hit.
No, yeah, 21 hits.
And so, first bonus action, change, or moves his hunter's mark to the crab.
Fair.
So between the damage of his bow, the hunter's mark, and the sharpshooter ability, that's 23 damage. So the arrow just whizzes right through the water crab. And then he's excited and he goes for another hit, does an 11 hit.
11 does not hit.
The other one, it goes wide once again.
All right. This thing is leaking, you can see every hit that you're taking on it is just splashing water everywhere. It's missing sections out of where its shell should be. Radame, your turn.
This coin is lucky, I just know it! Nope. I try casting Chaos Bolt again and,
Two damage.
Yep.
Miru, your turn.
All right, Miru will take another 2 strikes at this thing with her maul. Dirty 20 and a 14. Actually, 21 and 15.
Those hit.
Okay.
So just more non-magical mauling going on here. Another, so 21 damage halved, whatever that is.
Okay.
And then she also finally remembers in her rage that she's got a Storm Sea aura.
Mm, true.
It's a DC save that this thing needs to make.
Okay.
As the lightning is trying to strike this water elemental crab.
DC dex save?
Yep. Dex save, DC 13.
So it's got the minus two on it then.
Fail! Yep.
Okay, it takes 6 lightning damage.
Wow.
I wonder if lightning does something special to water.
Vulnerable, maybe.
No idea.
Probably not in 5e.
Not in 5e. I was considering changing that. But I'm like,
it's like Pokemon.
No.
It's salt water, right?
Right?
It's Kingler!
Yeah. So, yeah. If it touches you, you can touch it. Typhoon, your turn.
Right. Alright, Krabby Pants. Catch this fish tank. And that's going to be 13, 16, 21, 23.
3 of those hit.
Oh, piss. Minimum damage on 2 of them.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Eighteen
damage?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm gonna make him Stunning Strike.
What's Stunning Strike?
Con save, DC 14.
Con save, DC 14. It passes.
Okay.
So it is not stunned.
I would like to run around in a circle around it.
Okay.
So that I'm using movement.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use one of my martial adept maneuvers for evasive footwork to add a superiority die to my armor class.
I'm sure all those words made sense.
Let's see, what's the superiority die?
That's a D8 from the feet, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's just the feet.
Right.
What's sad is I built all these characters. I don't know how they work.
I helped build them too, and I remember doing this.
I rolled a 3, so my AC is 22 until I stop moving.
Okay, all right. That sounds good.
He's like a typhoon.
Okay, Windcutter, your turn.
It really is. I cut wind and...
Poison damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Because it's working, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
25, does that hit?
25 hits.
Alright. Just barely.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh. 8 plus 14. 22
damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
22 piercing.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna hide again.
Okay. As you hit it.
Shooting high.
You strike and it starts to leak and then gush water and then basically just explode on the ground.
Like that guy in the first X-Men movie.
However, unlike the guy in the first X-Men movie, you notice that the boarding crew is doing just as well. Their dinosaur is it's basically teeth and a skeleton at this point.
Clever girl.
But the snake is at about half damage. And it makes a very important decision. And it slithers through the puddle that you have made and buries itself into the raptor.
Oh no.
You see it collapse in on itself for a minute, and then this huge monster, this awful dinosaur with razor sharp teeth and claws where its hand should be, and a poisonous snake growing out of its tail begins to threaten all the 20 of you. And we will pause combat there for a moment and pick up next time with where we left off.
We're gonna die.
Thank you. We're for fine. Listening.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Rollfair Bazaar. Here we have episodes of us playing D&D. You can also go to our website to buy our merch. Yes, merch. Buy it all. And also, if you wish to contact us, we sometimes pay attention, sometimes we don't. We're not very good at this stuff, but you can contact us on Spotify itself. Or on Facebook or Instagram, stuff like that. Thank you for listening, and we hope you continue to do so.